Oh, hi, you two.
Hey.
You're like,
I
welcome.
was
Oh my, wow, over it
He was
already.
like, no. He was begging because he was like, I think he just saw me sitting here and he thought, like, you're not busy, pet me. So he was whining because I brought him over, but now he doesn't want.
Well, then he's like, oh, we're gonna, you have a call, never mind.
Yeah.
I'm
How are you?
well. I'm really well. How about you?
Good. I'm doing good. Have you watched the news?
I saw about the bridge today. I'm
Yeah.
so proud of us.
That's so okay, but did you see? I think I don't know who it was, but it was
Hi, guys.
somebody. Hi. Zachary. Oh my God, I thought you were you out of the office recently?
Yeah, just for a few
Oh.
days. Like Monday I was out.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's
Or
fine. I was like, I wonder if you're
last
coming.
Thursday, Friday, and Monday, yeah.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Did you do anything fun?
I went to Kauai.
Fun.
Yeah.
What? For like just a quick
Yeah, I
little
went
trip.
just a quick little trip, yeah. Well, I have a friend who lives there, and I have never been to Kauai, and they have this amazing house. So it was a free place to stay. So yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So jealous.
Yeah.
How was the weather?
It was great. It rained a lot,
Oh,
you know, which
really?
I think Kauai is like one of the wettest places on the planet. Like it just, yeah, it rained like at least I would say 16 to 18 hours of the day every day.
Oh, wow.
But it was still sunny, you know, and warm, like 78 degrees. It wasn't like too humid. Yeah, it was nice, yeah.
Good. Welcome
Yeah.
everyone. Who is iPhone 415846 something something?
That would be Bill. Hi.
Okay. Hi, Bill.
Hi there.
How are we looking, Crown?
You can read my mind. I was just taking a peek right now. We've got community engagement and membership. Oh, we have everybody. We just need either Thomas or Irma or Zachary's covering that piece. Never mind. We're good.
Okay.
I think from RSVP'd regrets earlier today by email.
All right, and who is doing this month?
Richard has kindly offered to take over for Irma.
Oh, today the steering committee?
And full council. Didn't you know it was a
Oh, okay.
package
Yeah, I knew the full council.
deal?
Okay. I'm speaking at a 100-person meeting tonight at 6 too.
Oh.
Yeah, a large AA conference type deal, so good deal. Okay, welcome everyone to the steering committee meeting here today. My name's Richard. I'll be leading the group. I'm a council co-chair, and I'll pick some people. We can do some introductions. Kira.
Everyone, Kara, council staff.
Hi, Kira. How about Crown?
Everyone, Crown Council staff.
Bill?
Hi, Bill Bloom, HIV Health Services, DPH.
Hi, Bill. Manuel. Manuel.
Hi, everyone. Manuel here. I'm council co-chair.
Hi,
Thanks.
Manuel. Zachary.
Zachary Davenport, Council Co-Chair.
Zachary. Maria. You might have been muted. Everyone, that's Maria. Mark. Hi, Maria. Mark.
Mark Muller, council staff.
Okay, welcome everyone. If we could pull up and review today's agenda.
Think you forgot
Oh, did I?
my colleagues. Yeah.
Who?
No? Okay,
No.
sorry.
We're good.
I just wasn't listening.
As I was saying, Thank you. Yeah, we have the work groups today, a membership vote. We're going to go over the evaluation for the October's full council meeting. We're going to talk about this month's full agenda for the agenda for the full council. Something about a potential of an explosion of holiday cheer and good tidings to occur in December. Humbug. And then the next meeting dates and agenda time. So that looks good. Anyone have anything to add? Okay. Thank you, Kira. And if we could review and approve our October's draft minutes. Anyone have anything they'd like to add to this? All right, seeing none, that's approved. We can move on to announcement. Any announcements from the committee today? Anyone in the committee have announcements? Okay. Any public comment? No public comment. All righty. We can get going on the committee and work group reports. I can start off with our community engagement. We met on the first of this month. And as always, Stephen Spanos led off with the HCAP report. He touched on a couple of things, several issues. Skilled nursing facility client without electric wheelchair since 2017. After approval, grievance filed with city attorney, the chair will now be purchased. I remember him saying that. And there was something about supportive housing issue with some building managers. There's some building manager issues going on with supporting housing. Stephen talked about boundaries between building managers and service providers, trying to work on that issue. And then the last one he talked about was there was a client receiving a housing subsidy. There was a lease dispute about information verification, income barrier. There was case management support for the appointment. And so with case management support there, they helped keep the client eligible. So Stephen wanted to give a thumbs up to the case management and service providers there. We talked about needs assessment of COLA, Latino, Latina, Latinx. A couple of focus groups have been done. November, there's going to be some more interviews, I believe, in November, 50 participants had completed interviews, I think Kara said. Correct me if I'm wrong afterwards. And then we talked about the COLAs. It's going to be like a tri thing, eviction, youth, and Black African American, kind of going to talk about those as COLAs. We also voted there's going to be, as tradition, no meeting in December for this committee. And we also voted next meeting is going to be moved for January 10th. 2024. That's our next steering committee meeting. Thank you, everyone. Council Affairs.
Hi, everyone. Manuel Vasquez with Council Affairs. We met this past week, and it was a good meeting overall, kind of short, probably similar to this one. but essentially, we went over the minutes, and then Marin County gave an annual update with Nali. She kind of went over the presentation that she'll be doing at full council. And then we also had Dara Geckler from Facente Consulting come in and talk about the blueprint implementation. That was a really interesting presentation. It got a lot of questions and I think maybe just some feedback, but really excited to also see that in the future at a full council too. And then similar to membership committee or what Richard was just mentioning, we also decided not to meet again until January. So we will not be having a December meeting. And then the meeting was adjourned. So it's pretty short and sweet.
Thank you, Manuel. Membership committee. Anyone from membership? No.
Did not meet. That's why there's a membership agenda item to vote on the items that they would have needed to vote on.
Thanks, Mark. And people living with HIV work group. I'm the chair of that. But Kira, you want to add anything to that?
No, still to be determined. It has not met.
Thank you. So those are the committee and work group reports. Moving along now, Mark, are you going to take this membership committee vote? Okay.
Will do. All right. So we have two things for you all to deliberate on and vote on. The first is committee assignments starting in January. And the second is an applicant to the council that I would like to see interviewed in January, but that would require approval of his application first. So let's start with committee assignments. Let me share screen. Okay, can you all see that? All right, so here is the committee assignments based on first and second choices. So you'll see here in the top half above the yellow highlighted line what I'm proposing. For the most part, we have everyone in their first choices. But if we were to give everyone their first choices, you'd see that community engagement would only have four people. And so I'm proposing that we give Thomas, Ed, and Gwen their second choice of community engagement. As you'll see, I've highlighted them because that would be their second choice. Their first choices were for Ed and Gwen membership and for Thomas Council Affairs. You could see those second choices underneath that yellow highlighted bar. The name right above the highlighted bar, Paul Harkin, he is in community engagement, but he actually has been MIA for at least a couple months now, maybe longer, and he did not respond to my repeated requests for him to choose a committee. So he just, you know, we have a process for council members who are no longer responsive, and unfortunately that process usually ends in an automatic removal. We'll see here on the right, who are not under any of those committees, three folks who were sort of in Paul's situation, and that's Helen, Miss Billy, and Juba. None of them have responded to my repeated requests for their committee assignments. I do have to, in some ways, excuse Juba for not responding because Juba's agency is no longer exists, as far as I know. And the only contact information that Juba gave us were their work email and phone number. So, you know, but Juba has also been MIA for quite a while. Charles is also listed a little bit separate from the others because we're hoping to actually have a special dispensation for Charles around home committees and his inability to attend them. Similar, but yet quite different from the special dispensation we have for our state rep, Chris Kent. So that is my proposal for committee allocation, membership, not allocation. Any discussion or thoughts about what I'm proposing here?
I just want to jump in real quick. I mean, I am surprised to see Charles' name there, as we just kind of approved him to come into the council again. So that is surprising. Billy Cooper, I know Miss Billy from community, but I've not seen her at all my entire time on the council. And I hope that she's still able to represent the community while she's not here. And then Juba, yeah, I also am aware of St. James Infirmary, but, you know, I would imagine he would be in community as well. So these names just kind of surprised me. And Helen Lynn, you know, social worker over at Ward 86, I talk to her all the time via email about clients, but I'm just kind of surprised to see they didn't respond.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously think highly of all three. I'll talk about Charles separately, about all three of those members, and would love them to continue on. With Miss Billy, as you've noted, like, she has had a series of excused absences and leaves of absence But that can only last for so long. And so if someone is not continuing and is not responsive to staff, as unfortunately Miss Billy has been, even though, you know, she has connected with me and with Crown and with other folks, it hasn't been necessarily around like why she can or can't make meetings. But that's an automatic process. Helen has been, unfortunately, is actually more communicative in general, but has certainly been uncommunicative with me as far as choosing a home committee, and is also on the verge of automatic dismissal. We would really need to try to find someone to replace Helen in particular, as we really could use someone who is familiar with San Francisco's, one of San Francisco's, you know, central hubs for healthcare. That would be a real gap on the council. I'm sorry, did you have a question about any of those three?
Well, I just wanted, I guess I wanted to know about procedure in terms of, do we send any kind of official notice being like, facing termination or, you know, whatever it may be, automatic dismissal if you do not respond, and hopefully, I don't know, will that generate a response from them? But
yes, we do. Part of the sort of the automatic process is to definitely reach out to them with something that very explicitly outlines what will come next. And so this actually happens at least once where a person who is out of compliance is notified that they're on probation and need to do these following things to get back in good standards for attendance. And then, of course, they're also notified if they have been automatically removed. The automatic renewal is basically because they have not been responsive and have not attended a certain number of meetings during a certain number of months. You know, folks are also welcome to return to the council, sort of state their case about why that was like maybe a tough period of time. This is not like it necessarily like a black mark against them. It is more like, well, we can't have the sort of phantom council members that impacts quorum, impacts a lot of different things. Now for Charles Cerrone, the challenge there is actually trying to meet someone where they're at when it comes to the ability to get online. Charles has had a very, very big challenge with getting online. A lot of that is actually due to his health issues, which are not enough to stop him from coming to in-person meetings, but are enough of a challenge for him to come on online. So we are hoping that membership will allow a special dispensation for his home committee based specifically around the health issues that actually impact his ability to Zoom in. Of course, if any of the committees decide to become in person, and I know that community engagement has occasionally flirted with that idea, then Charles would attend. Charles has made it clear that he is committed to attending council meetings when he is able. And he has, as you all have seen, appeared at every in-person full council meeting.
So, Mark, so above the yellow line, A, B, and C, community engagement, membership, and council affairs, those are the people that are going to be in that specific committees, and below the yellow line are second choices?
Our second choices, yeah. Okay, so above the yellow line, and above Paul Harkin, actually, I should do another yellow line, is what I'm proposing.
All right.
I'll just put it out there that I'm happy to join community engagement. It's my second choice, or whatever. If people are very resistant, those three.
Thank you. Sure. Okay. That's really good to know. I expect some slight, I don't know if I call it irritation. I don't know if I even call it pushback. I guess I'd phrase it as certain kind of feelings from the membership folks who certainly are connected to membership. But hey, second choices are real. So that's good to know. When I send all three of them, I mean, if you all approve this, when I send all three of them the notification that, hey, we're going with your second choice, if either Ed or Gwen just really resist and say, I don't want you to do my second choice, then I will definitely go to you, Manuel, for sure. Appreciate you.
Okay.
But that'll be only if. Right now, Council Affairs is actually, with Thomas being moved over, it's actually at the right number. You already sort of distinguish yourself as a committee co-chair in your first year on the council. I sort of don't want to mess with that. And I have already talked to Thomas. Thomas is fine to move over from council affairs over to community engagement.
Okay. I mean, the bigger thing, and I think everyone on this call would agree, it's like we are representing our communities. And so a missed meeting is a missed vote, is a missed opportunity for us to be able to express the communities we serve and that we represent. And I just got my letter from the mayor.
Good. Finally.
Finally. I don't know. I was like not expecting it, but I finally got it. And it's like, you know, I really am coming to the table to represent, even though scheduling may be hard. But I think everyone would agree, like, we do need people to participate.
100%. All right. Any other discussion or questions about my proposal? All right. If there aren't any, can I hear a motion to approve this proposal?
Motion to approve.
Second. Is there a second? All right. Any opposed to approving this proposal as before you? All right. Thanks, everyone. Let me stop share and go to our next membership bit of business. And that is to review the application of Jesus Guillen. Jesus is actually a former council member who left the council on good terms, took a many-year hiatus. I'd say it was at probably about 7 years, certainly before we merged, he left. And is now interested in returning. I'll go over the application, but I'll first go over what he spoke to me on. He's particularly interested in, you know, bringing a voice of a Latino, as well as someone, I think even more importantly for him, someone who is a long-term survivor. He is aware that Ken Pierce, who was really in many ways a very strong voice for that demographic, he's aware that with Ken's absence, there may not be council members who in some ways self-designate as I am a voice for long-term survivors, of which he certainly would be considered, as he has his own very extensive network that he created. I think it's an actual international network of long-term survivors. So with that said, I'll share screen and go to his application. And I will attempt to read part. I mean, some of this, it was hard for me to read. So maybe you all could help me as well if I'm not getting it. All right. Let me reduce you all. So I'm not going to be able to see you now. So if you have anything, you'll just have to speak up. Okay. So we have here the regular contact information. We have here that he noted that he's the founder of, there you go, HIV Long-Term Survivor International Network. Okay, gender male, pronouns he, HIV status positive, year of diagnosis 1985, gay, Latino, willing to disclose that he has HIV, affiliated with an organization engaged in HIV-related research. He has been a key part of various needs assessment when it comes to long-term survivors. As a stakeholder, he feels he can represent the following communities given his experience and knowledge: immigrants, substance users, gay, bi, other MSM, people of color. He is a consumer, an HIV positive consumer of Ryan White services, in particular, Soma or some dental. All right, bio. All right. As I was diagnosed with HIV in 1985, and my personal experience as a storyteller helps me in social media, PR, and campaigns. 38 years with HIV, one of the founders of Aguilas, now an agency focused on Latinos, founder of the HIV Long-Term Survivors International Network. With close to 5,000 members, we work not only in social media, but local/national and international level. Global speaker and consultant to conferences. Why is he interested in joining the council? Because I know I can represent and defend well certain communities at risk, see at risk, HIV long-term survivors and people aging with HIV. As far as evaluating, providing, or using services for people living with HIV. I work every day with not only people living with HIV, but at risk of HIV, and also with many other health issues that intertwine. Participation in community planning. I have been part of the planning process for many years. I was the first person that ACREA took to New York to learn about HIV and aging. I remember that. Life experience. It hasn't been easy. 38 years living with HIV, 12 years cancer survivor, living with chronic pain, anxiety, and PTSD. Other skills and expertise. I studied mass media and communications. A lot of experience in media, social media, campaigns, creative spaces, also a singer and songwriter. Please describe any activities you're currently engaged in related to HIV/AIDS service providers or organizations. Health Voices Conference, a lot of work about equality and inclusion. I collaborate constantly with Marcy Edelman of Open House, Open House, Pharmaceuticals, ALRP for housing, as well as documentaries in politicians. The references are Marcy, me, and Greg Kasson over at Shanti. And there we have it. Stop share. Any discussion of Jesus's application to return to the council, the newly merged, well, not newly, merged council. Previously, he was with the CARE Council.
Just before that, I'd like to welcome Thomas and Chuck A., I believe, to the meeting.
Thanks, Richard.
All right, so back to the application. Any discussion on bringing Jesus in for an interview with the membership committee? All right, if there's no discussion, can I hear a motion to approve the application for the applicant for interview?
I move that you bring in the applicant for an interview.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right, any opposed? Thank you all. And that's it for that agenda item.
Thanks, Mark. So, Kira, are you going to take meeting evaluation? All righty.
Yeah, I can do that. Give me 1 second and I'll go ahead and share my screen. All right, can everyone see that? I can't see you all, so I'm going to assume yes.
Yes.
All right, I'll go ahead. So, for this was October's full council. We had a total of 16 council members that were present at the meeting, and then we had 13 council members fill out this survey. So starting with the first question, the information received prior to the meeting adequately prepared me for the meeting, and everyone agreed. The meeting was run efficiently by Zachary Davenport, and everyone agreed. There are 4 comments. Great job, Zachary. Great job, Zachary. Very pleasant and delightful. Wow, better than Thomas. Excellent job. All right. The agenda was well planned. Everyone agreed. No comments there. The cluster detection presentation by the Population Health Division was informative and relevant to the HCPC. We had 12 people agree, 1 person somewhat agreed. There were a couple of comments. Great information, good work, very informative, very hard to hear the first 2 presenters. It was very difficult to hear the first 2 presenters. All right, I think that's a good reminder that we should be speaking up during the meetings as we're not using the microphones anymore. The San Mateo report by Matt Geltmaker was informative and relevant to the HCPC, and everyone agreed. 4 comments. Thank you, great presentation, thorough. Nice work, Matt, glad you're part of the HCPC. Quick and to the point. And then what worked well for you during this meeting and what could have been improved? We have 7 people that commented something. So a small turnout, but informative with good vibe. Dinner was marvelous. It was hard to hear some speakers during the PhD presentation. I'm not sure how to address, but it is very concerning how small of a group we have become. makes absences all that more obvious. We didn't have many folks today, and the holidays are coming. The meeting went well, well-facilitated, organized, efficient, and any. My needs as a council member are being met during this time. Everyone agreed. No comments there. And then no suggestions for future presentation or training topics this time around. And this got a 9.9 overall rating, which I think is our highest so far. So good job, Zachary.
Yes, Zachary's first time facilitating and has become our highest scoring facilitator.
Good job, Zachary. But that anti-Thomas Noble comment, they didn't notice Thomas was working tirelessly at the support table to get Zachary over the top.
Exactly. That's Thomas true. Was the wind beneath Zachary's wing.
Oh, my. Okay, so how about the full council agenda for the upcoming council meeting?
All right, I'll share screen again. So this is two presentation meeting. We have here our regular stuff, and then we have our two agendas items, our annual Marin County report, plus a vote on concurrence, and then a break. And then we're spending the rest of the time looking at the local impact of the state blueprint. It's not just state, obviously. It's an integrated plan in many ways. Dara has some interesting ideas about making this more of a, I think, an exercise in discussing not just as a large group, but perhaps having some poster boards up with different topics and like people maybe pairing up or in different small groups and sort of getting up on their feet, walking around, talking about some of the different initiatives that will have specific local impact. And then I think this will also include a vote for concurrence. Of course, we've already voted concurrence with the blueprint itself. So this concurrence would be about how the initiatives within the blueprint that will be interpreted and enacted locally. So we want to give a lot of time for that. Hopefully we won't have a too small of a group, but you know, this is the Monday after Thanksgiving week. And so that could impact it, right? We already know of at least a couple people who won't be able to make it. But you know, a discussion is only as good as the participants, and it's not necessarily based on number. Although I actually do agree with that one evaluation comment about how it'd be nice if we didn't grow smaller. Anyway, so that is the proposed agenda for Monday after next. Any questions or changes or updates to it? Crown, what's for dinner?
First option is going to be tamales if they can deliver. But if not, I'm going to do, if people aren't too turkeyed out, another kind of like Boston Market classic Thanksgiving meal. So
okay.
I'm hoping for the tamales though, because I feel like I'll be over Thanksgiving food.
Never. All right. If that's all, then we'll move forward with this agenda for Monday after next.
Okay, so thanks, Mark. And this is what I've been looking for, the holiday party. Let me see the wording here. Potential of an explosion of holiday cheer. Could someone explain that, please?
Sure. Are you all ready for an explosion of fun and good tidings for all? Because we have not had a holiday party since the pandemic, and we're ready to restart this incredibly fun time in which people come to a certain place and have things paid for them that they consume with enjoyment. Would people like that? Not counting council staff. And by would people like that, I mean, would people come to that?
I will.
Chuck would. Okay, great.
Sure. Where is it usually held? And is there an expectation of, some kind of game or something?
No games, okay. except mind games, of course.
I know that. That's a given.
Always. No, just a hangout. We've had it at this one bar that whose name that I'm forgetting that's on Hate Street. We don't need to go to the same place. What is it called? Pretty Bar? No, that's not what it's called. It's some cutesy name. I forget.
Okay, so at a bar, it's not like on a city facility or something.
Like, oh, no.
Like not Venice or something. Okay.
Was it Trex?
No, it wasn't. It was, gosh, what was it? They have Christmas lights all the time. You've been there, Thomas. Richard, I think, haven't you been to one? Chuck?
Yeah, it was a Sugar...
Sugar Lounge!
Yeah.
Or Sugar Shack? No, Sugar Lounge.
Sugar, I think, yeah.
Or just Sugar. Yeah. We don't need to have it there again. We could.
They have good libations.
They do. And we usually order some food, too. Yeah, okay, so we have at least three people who'd come. Hopefully Thomas would come, and Zachary would come, and Maria and Bill. But we have at least three who I'm now definitely going to expect to come, because you said so. All right, well, so...
Chuck said they're coming, I'm on the fence.
Why would you ever be on the fence to socializing with your peers? Like, what is there to think about? How shocking is it?
What to wear, how to do my hair, all sorts of things.
We're all very cash here. All right. Does anyone have any particular thoughts on the date? I assume not a Friday or Saturday. A weeknight, like a Thursday? Is that sound like an appropriate time? I mean, day? After work, obviously. Okay, so we'll look at like Thursdays, certainly not in the second half of the month. Thursdays in December, well, maybe in the second half, depends. I mean, but obviously not around that actual holiday week. We'll look at that and reserve a space, whether it's at Sugar or somewhere else. For something like 6 to 8, you know, something not too over the top. all right, any other thoughts on that?
We look forward to your email suggestions, Mark. You going to formulate something and get to us?
Sorry, Manuel.
I just have a quick announcement before we adjourn. Go for it. Okay. Just a heads up. I think many of you have already seen this, but MoCD is in the process of completing its next strategic plan. So the next HIV housing plan. And as a part of that, we have to do, of course, community forums, which you've probably all seen that, where we go to neighborhoods. But we also have specific focus groups, and we've already been doing some of them. So there are currently there were 9, and there were 3 in-person focus groups this week for consumers. So clients, anyone who is a consumer of HIV housing in any kind of way. We're also going to have one on Monday. So the first one was held at Project Open Hand. So great, you know, same building. Then we're going to come on Friday. So tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, we're going to have another one at San Francisco Community Health Center, same building. And then we're going to have another one at OCD's offices at 49 Van Ness, the newer building next door. Just wanted to put that out there. I'll forward a flyer, but it's also been put out on the FOG, the Frontline Workers Group, and all this other stuff. But I'll send it because membership might be interested, you know, community engagement might be interested because of all the consumers. So you're more than welcome to come. But this is the time of the year where we talk about what's working, what's not. And then we're going to put that into our strategies to put our grants next 2 years.
So will this question for you, Manuel, will there be after these needs assessment activities or community needs assessment activities take place, is there going to be something that you would like to present to the council?
Well, we have a consultant that's writing the next plan. I'm just kind of there to help facilitate and answer any questions from the city perspective. But yeah, I can put something together, or actually we could just invite Bill Music. He's the consultant. And I think he would enjoy also hearing from everyone. We're at the point where we're really getting to unmet needs analysis. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you want to put it in his ear as far as like maybe even our February council meeting, if that's something that would be appropriate and he has the bandwidth for, maybe put that in his ear. Council Affairs will be putting together the presentation calendar for 2024 in January. January itself is already full. But they'll still need to construct the rest of the year. So, because that's that's not happening until January. I just wanted to sort of get ahead of that for February in case he needs a lot of notice, if that's something he'd be interested in doing. Yeah, I know it'll be very interesting for the council to hear.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll still be in the thick of everything, probably starting to put together the pieces, but he'll it would be great, though. Well, he probably won't finish the plan until the summer, but this will be a great opportunity for him to kind of get a little bit more, and it would be great to hear unmet needs analysis. I know a lot of people really are intrigued to hear what are the gaps in service, what are the needs, so.
All right.
Thank you, Manuel. So it looks like we're at the point to determine the date of the next meeting for this committee. So does council staff have something input on that?
Well, not really, but the thing is the full council itself does not meet in December, as we know, because of the holidays, but it's up to the committees to determine whether they would like to meet or not. All the subcommittees have decided to not meet in December, and now it's steering's turn to decide if it would like to meet in December.
I move that we don't meet in December.
Anyone opposed to not meeting in December?
Mm-hmm. Motion carried. All right, everyone, that concludes today's meeting. So I'll be
seeing you. Happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah, full council. Enjoy your Thanksgiving if you so celebrate, and I'll see everyone at full council. Thank you.
All right, Richard. Thank you for facilitating.
Absolutely.
Bye, y'all.
Do you want to stick around?
Of course, our usual. Although it's not that usual, so people only done it like two other times.